So I was talking with a friend of mine who I've known for several years, and she's had a job that's taken her from Miami to New York City, and then she just relocated from New York City to LA several months ago.
That's a lot.
Doesn't have kids, single female, in the business.
She loves glam.
Yeah. And so she flies from Los Angeles to New York City.
No, she does not.
To get her hair done.
Stop it.
Stop talking to me right now. Because we were talking, I was asking her about the move. I was like, have you figured out all your new places? Like, have you got a new hair, you know, person? Because I know
you asked her that. I did, because I knew that was important to females.
Where's your man card?
Where do you get your hair done?
Have you found a gynecologist?
And she, that was my next question, but I never got that far. Because she said that I never left my hair salon in New York City. I love my guy there. So,
wow.
You know, every 6 months or 4 months or whenever she does it, she's like, just hop a plane, go to New York City, get that done.
That is expensive.
So,
does she still tip? Because I feel like the plane ride is probably a tip, even though he doesn't actually get it.
You'd think that, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, okay, I know I, out of pure laziness, when I moved to Louisville, continued to bank with the bank that was the closest branch was like Indianapolis. And so I'd travel up to Indianapolis to cash my checks.
I know it was awful.
What? I did that for several months, but that was laziness. That wasn't because I loved that branch.
You say lazy, but that was way more effort.
Yeah, it was.
Way more effort.
Than just to open up a new account?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Here in town? Oh, I know. Yes. I know. So I was thinking, okay, so like how far, maybe you moved and you didn't want to give something up. So you will still travel to get that thing.
Okay, in my mom's case, she didn't move, but her dermatologist did.
Mm-hmm.
She loves him so much, she will travel 2.5 hours.
Wow.
To go see him. Now, that's not that often of an appointment.
Right,
but
right. Maybe
yeah.
once a year,
they
twice
a
year, maybe
a day
something
trip
like that.
Out
right,
of it.
Right. Ashley, she just texted in, I drive 2 hours every 5 weeks for the last five years to have my hair done by the same person since college.
Goodness.
There you go.
Every 5 weeks?
2 hours every 5 weeks.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a big investment of
time. Carrie says the same thing. She's like, I travel over an hour to get my hair done every 6 weeks.
You guys must look amazing.
It's like you find that person. You're like, I don't want to give you up.
Yeah, no, it's a relationship. Like, I don't want to break
up. I've done that with my hairstylist in Florida. From college, I would drive the 5 hours.
Wow. Another
you drove
text.
5 hours?
But not one day. It was kind of like, oh, let's make it the weekend out of this. I would hope that girl that goes to New York doesn't just after the trip be like, oh, let's hop on another flight.
Here's the thing. She has business that she can get done in New York City.
So she can write it off. That was a business trip. Wrap it all up.
Excuse.
Right, for sure. Another text message from a listener that says, they don't have a Hungry Howie's pizza here like they do in Florida.
No,
the closest place is Indianapolis. So we drive up to Indianapolis to get that delicious flavored crust. Never had a Hungry Howie's pizza.
Now I kind of feel like I need one. Do you think they deliver?
Hungry Howie's needs to deliver something down here to the 502.
Come on down the I-65.
Man.
That's a new level of extra, like beyond what I've heard of before. Wow. That's a wowie wow wow.
Yeah. So anyways, if you want to comment, you can. At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm celebrating that I'm so low maintenance compared to that.
Have you never traveled anywhere for something?
No.
No, yeah, you're right.
I'll just stop doing it.
It's like, well, I guess.
I give up.
I guess I don't.
Yep, it's not worth it.
I don't need to get my hair done anymore.
I am not worth that.
I guess I don't.
I give up.
Bye-bye.